You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, is conducting an investigation into an officer-involved death in the town of Peshtigo that occurred Friday morning. Law enforcement officers in Marinette County were attempting to locate a vehicle related to a suspicious death investigation in Dane County. An officer with the Marinette Police Department located the vehicle in the city of Marinette at approximately 9:10 and attempted a traffic stop based upon the information provided by Dane County. The vehicle fled, leading multiple law enforcement officers on a high-speed pursuit along U.S. Highway 41 southbound that resulted in the vehicle crashing and coming to a stop near the intersection of U.S. Highway 41 northbound and Schacht Road. Law enforcement officers from the Marinette County Sheriff's Office, Marinette Police Department, and Peshtigo Police Department responded to the scene. The driver exited the vehicle and approached officers. During the encounter, a law enforcement officer with the Marinette County Sheriff's Office deployed a taser, which was ineffective, and two officers with the City of Marinette Police Department discharged their weapons, striking the subject. A sharp-edged weapon was located at the scene. Law enforcement officers and emergency medical services rendered life-saving measures, and the subject was transported to a local hospital where the subject was pronounced dead. No law enforcement officers were injured during the incident. Officers with the Marinette Police Department are on administrative leave per agency policy. One officer with the Marinette Police Department was wearing a body camera during the incident, and both officers in car squad cameras were activated during the incident. A single vehicle crash led to an arrest early Friday morning. The Hillsborough Police Department and Vernon County Sheriff's Office investigated the single vehicle crash on the 1200 block of High Avenue in the city of Hillsborough. The vehicle left the road, damaging an unoccupied building. Around 2:45, Vernon County Dispatch received an automated crash detection, followed by a call from a male party reporting that his friend had crashed a stolen vehicle but was unsure of the crash location or his friend's identity. At 3:20, Hillsborough Fire Department members located a vehicle that had crashed into an unoccupied building near the intersection of High Avenue and Darcy Drive with significant damage to the vehicle and building. Dispatch contacted an officer with the Hillsborough Police Department who recognized the caller and noted he was with a known juvenile and an unknown male earlier that night. A deputy later stopped two males walking near the crash scene, matching their descriptions. One was identified as the juvenile. The other refused to identify himself, but would ultimately be identified as Evan D. Harrison, 20, of rural Waniwok. Law enforcement gathered evidence linking Harrison to the crash and the theft of the vehicle. He was arrested and booked into the Vernon County Detention Center on charges of criminal damage to property, operating a vehicle without owner's consent, reckless driving, and operating while under the influence. A probation hold was also placed on him through the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. The investigation is ongoing. Additional charges may be forthcoming through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. When something exciting happens, many of us like to share the good news with family and friends. When sharing news, be careful how you share it, especially when it is a new job. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
After landing a new job, some consumers can be really eager to share that good news on social media, but the warning is doing so could really put you at risk of that boss imposter scam. What happens here is soon after getting hired, and possibly even before individuals start their new job, we've seen that these recently hired employees are contacted by their, quote, new boss. The boss has this urgent request, but is secretly just a scammer impersonating the employer's real boss or supervisor. The messages have been sent by text, email, and even social media, and they've been very simple. They can say things like, "Hi, this is so-and-so, text me back when you get a chance. Or they can be very formal emails, including a real-looking signature matching the company's format and, of course, the real boss's name and title.
If you receive certain requests from someone claiming to be a new employer, it more than likely is a scam.
Only scammers will ask new employees to send gift cards. That's not normal process, especially for a new employee. Gift cards are really just for giving as gifts. They're not meant for payment, and you won't have access to financial accounts with the company to make those purchases on behalf of the company as a new employee. Don't share private information if the request is unexpected or unusual.
Michelle Reinen says that there should be caution about how the message is received. Josie Lau of the Ithaca FFA chapter has been named a national finalist for the Equine Entrepreneurship Agricultural Proficiency Award. Josie is a 2024 graduate of Ithaca Schools and is currently a student at South Dakota State University, where she is on the rodeo team. Agricultural Proficiency Awards honor FFA members who, through supervised agricultural experiences, have developed specialized skills that they can apply toward their future careers. Students compete in areas ranging from agricultural communications to wildlife management. Only 4 FFA members nationwide are selected as national finalists in each Agricultural Proficiency Award area. Proficiency awards are also recognized at local and state levels and provide recognition to members exploring and becoming established in agricultural career pathways. The National FFA Organization is a school-based national youth leadership development organization of more than 1,042,245 student members as part of 9,407 local FFA chapters in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, DNR, reminds hunters that the 2025 early goose season opens Monday and runs through September 15th. This early hunting opportunity is available to hunters throughout the state. While afield, goose hunters must carry either an electronic or physical copy of their small game license, early Canada goose permit, harvest information program registration, as well as proof of purchase of a state waterfowl stamp and federal duck stamp at all times.
I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Phillies at American Family Field. The crew back from Toronto following a performance they'd like to forget. An 8-4 loss to the Blue Jays. They got off to a good start. William Contreras with a 2-run homer in the first, his 17th of the season. But a fielding error in the third, allowing 3 runs scored. Then base running mistakes at third base and home plate. Pat Murphy miffed.
You can't play defense like that and base run like that, and we can't play like that and win, especially against a team so good as the Blue Jays. So chalk it up to, we haven't played like that in a while, but very uncharacteristic, but unacceptable. Certainly unacceptable. That's not us, but it was today.
NFL, the Packers back at work today, getting ready to host the Lions this Sunday. Basketball, the Bucks have brought back Thanasis Antetokounmpo, the brother of Giannis, on a 1-year contract. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people might say Alan Ritchson is an up-and-comer. Others say he's arrived. Either way, he is the star of what looks like a really cool new film that is not afraid to take a few risks. Motor City premiered at the Venice Film Festival last week. Set in 1970s Detroit, Ritchson plays a man framed for a crime he did not commit and loses everything and seeks revenge. We've seen the story before, but not in a film that only has 5 lines of dialogue and will rely on action, story, and what Deadline.com says is an excellent soundtrack. More Ritchson news. With his towering stature, he is a natural fit to play a superhero. There are talks in the DC universe that he could play Batman at some point. Director and DC co-CEO James Gunn, who recently directed Superman, is in the process of looking for a new Bruce Wayne for their highly anticipated Batman the Brave and Bold. Ritchson says he does not see himself playing Batman, but he's a huge fan of Gunn's and very open to ending up somewhere in the DC world. The longest tenured female cast member on Saturday Night Live is exiting the show ahead of season 51. Heidi Gardner has decided to leave after 8 seasons. You might know her as the cast member who played a roundtable discussion host who cracked up uncontrollably during the Beavis and Butthead sketch with Ryan Gosling. Gardner is the 4th cast member who has either left or been let go ahead of the new season after executive producer Lauren Michaels promised to shake up the cast. Gardner has also been seen recently on the Apple TV show Shrinking opposite Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. She's also appeared in an episode of You on Netflix during its final season, the sitcom Girls 5 Eva, and Adam Sandler's 2022 basketball flick Hustle. Gardner told Craig Ferguson on his podcast that she was thinking about leaving the show due to sketch fatigue and wanted to do more long-form entertainment. Translation? Lauren Michaels is not giving her more money. Ron Howard and Henry Winkler have a long history together that all started on the show Happy Days. When the show first came on, Howard was the star, but as Winkler's popularity rose as Fonzie, the producers almost changed the show's title to Fonzie's Happy Days. Despite this rubbing Howard the wrong way, the two remained friends, and Winkler recently recalled how he felt when he was informed Howard was leaving the show. According to People magazine, Winkler said he got a phone call during a taping where Howard said, "In 10 minutes, it's going to become public, but I'm leaving Happy Days." Winkler said it was like his life was over, but he knew that Howard always wanted to direct. Shortly after leaving the show, Howard directed his first big studio film, Night Shift, and says he offered Winkler either of the two lead roles. Winkler ended up playing the sad sack director of the New York City morgue opposite Michael Keaton. As good as Winkler is, I could not see him playing Billy Blaze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a sunny, pleasant Labor Day. Mostly sunny, up to 77 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.